are listening to 3KQ Radio.
Give it some love.
We're the cooler people on the planet Earth.
Let's go. Let's go. The party ain't over.
What it is, what it is, what it do, it's your boy, Mr. 3KQ, and we live in this thing once again. Man, great to be back.
In the icy watch.
Yeah, that's me right there. Man, you guys are live with 3KQ Radio, man. Every Sunday, 8:30, tune into the app, call in on the radio, man. Hear your favorite guys cutting loose, doing what it is that we do. Now, I do have a disclaimer, as always. Let me go ahead and
all
play that for you.
All comments are definitely welcome, and opinions are definitely welcome. Please hit us up on my Twitter page at @F_yo_feelings. That's fuck your feelings, because we don't really give a damn about them.
That's it. That's it right there.
That's it
right there. But in other news... somebody's birthday today. I'm gonna let that ride for a little bit. Birthday.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm turned in this bitch. I'm lit. I'm so excited to be fucking with good people like you on my birthday. I got my drink. And I tell y'all, I'm going to be on here as long as I can. But y'all know, all of y'all know, I dropped Faithfully Yours lingerie this week. But then on top of that, I'm getting ready to turn up for my birthday. Here in the good old city of Macon, Georgia, we doing a mail review, so I got to go and fuck with me some fine-ass niggas tonight. So I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be on as long as I can, but somebody might see this birthday soon.
Got that boy Chad Peasy in the building. What's going on, Peasy?
Hey, man, same old, same old. Happy birthday, Pam. Not the mail review though. Not the motherfucking mail review though.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. They already paid my deposit. I'll be there prompt and on time. I got, you know, a 3KQ sock, and we're gonna be slanging that thing everywhere.
Wait, Justin. Tappy.
We'll be back after this commercial break. I don't need to hear it. I don't know. Yeah, that boy Nick, no nickname in the building. What's going on?
Hey, what up, man? What up? Hey, man, I don't know what I walk into, but y'all better handle that shit. I don't want to hear that shit tonight. Happy birthday, Pam.
Hey, man.
Pam,
happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
I think I blew a speaker.
What?
Did somebody say something? I don't got no eardrums left. Did somebody say anything?
No.
I think I blew a speaker. Oh, man. Well, there it is. Miss Pam, happy birthday to you. Hey, man, you know, I hope you enjoy your day. Chad, I don't know the fuck you got going on with a sock, but, you know, whatever you need to do to bring publicity to the show, you go do that shit. You go do that shit.
Don't
good publicity, bad publicity.
You might not want to say that. You might not want to say that. You said whatever. I don't think that that's a person that we can give free reign like that. I don't know. But if that's what you want to do, I mean, it's your show.
Nick ain't shit.
Whatever.
Nick ain't shit, bro.
I don't know. I ain't gotta see it, so I'm
you know, I think I'm all right.
Hey, look. Here's the thing. All the ladies love Chad. He's the favorite ladies DJ. So hey, I bet you I can concur for all the ladies out here in Radio Land tonight.
Nah, you right,
baby.
We
will pay
all the
Chad
ladies do
money.
Love Chad. Yeah.
The ladies love Chad. That's what I'm talking about. So we will pay cash money to see that dick playing. So, Chad, let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Y'all,
yo,
wow.
Pam, just for your birthday, 3KQ, we'll pay Chad's deposit. I will cash out $2 down that way for Chad's deposit. He will be there. I'll cash out the $2.
We ain't paying no deposit for no male stripper. I don't give a fuck who it is. That shit gay.
Hey, Chad, guess what? Brian and Mosley will take the tab, baby. Chad P,
hey,
you come on down here. Swing that dick
bro.
And them. Let me tell you something. Swing that dick and them love. Oh, hell yeah. We in now, cuz.
I ain't fucking with Pam. Hey, Justin.
See, Peasy, I can go back to being your manager again, bro. You know, that I got you the best shoulder back in the day.
But he need a manager now. Would you manage his life? Nah, my bad. I'm just, hey, bro, this Moscato good. I'm going to sip my shit. I'm good.
Hey, bro, we're going to move right along.
Hey, man.
But the phone lines
are going up. Everybody want to see peas? Is that it? I don't know. But anyways, man.
I don't know what they got going on.
Hey, man. Hey, if y'all want to see Peasy, make sure y'all get there early. Sources say it's going to be a short show. But anyways, back to the radio show, man. 3KQ Radio up in this thing, man.
My side, nigga.
But make sure y'all get there early, man. I can't speak for myself. I don't know. I ain't, you know. Make sure y'all get there early. That's all I say, man. Black History Month, Black presence.
Yes, the best 30 seconds of your life is going down. I'm just saying.
Y'all what? Hey, bro.
So I hope y'all ready for drunk.
Say,
bro. I'm drunk tonight.
That sound like
y'all ready. Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, why y'all
oh,
playing?
Man.
The best 30 seconds of your life. Yeah.
In 30 seconds and be done, I would definitely do that shit. So I don't know why y'all acting like that's a negative thing. But
now what I said, it sound like they problem and not mine.
Nick, it could be a bitch head game could be so strong because I'm telling you, since I launched this lingerie line, motherfuckers been asking me to do goddamn blowjob shows. So, motherfuckers, y'all stay tuned. I'm telling you. I'm getting ready to charge $60
a
loop.
I ain't never got no head that can make me nut that quick. Most times, they be like,
Look, it's the first time for every motherfucking thing, goddamn.
I'm looking for that
first
time.
For
I'm
every
looking for
motherfucking
it.
Thing.
Hey, if you out
that's
there, lady,
you
come find me.
Hey,
if you're not Pam, anybody but Pam, I'm looking for it.
Hey, you say they be trying, bro.
But what?
They be trying to make you nut
I wish they would. At least we could get it done in a minute. I feel like they not trying to make you nut. I feel like the bitch that's like my dick be like, let me just go down here too. So this nigga should be like, you good, you good. You don't have to do it no more. I feel like those are bitches I be getting.
Okay.
What if they face me spitty? Next subject.
Well, y'all is on one tonight. Y'all is on one tonight.
Yes.
That's
going to be
lit
all
tonight.
We're going to be. No, hell no. Peasy, we need you, goddammit. Stay in the game more than 30 seconds. I promise you, we're going to bless you. So y'all stay with us tonight. So, yes, I'm goddamn drunk tonight. I've been drinking all goddamn day, kind of, sort of.
Me
so
too.
I'm telling y'all,
so
we're going to be ready tonight.
Okay.
Y'all booking y'all motherfucking seatbelts. Right. Let's go.
There it is. Well, we got Miss May in the building. What's going on, Miss May? How you doing?
Hey, happy birthday.
There it is. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. But anyways, man, Miss Pam at the Mail Review, so she's going to be in and out. Tonight, man, we're going to be talking about our black presence, man. You know what I'm saying? We got T.I. versus Gucci versus Mayweather. Everybody hearing what's going on with that. We're going to talk about, do blacks have culture? I mean, us as African Americans, I mean, do we have culture? And then last but not least, crazy black history facts. I can't wait to hear that list. Crazy black history facts. I mean, we all need to have an education in history, so we'll see what we got with that. But let's go ahead and get it started. I mean, T.I. versus Gucci versus Mayweather. We all saw what happened when Gucci released the so-called blackface sweater that came out that they immediately tried to pull, but the backlash had already grown. And then we see Floyd Mayweather going ahead and said, I don't care what everybody think, I'm going in the Gucci store. Now, Floyd Mayweather isn't exactly the best advocate for black culture. He did also have that stumble with the Me Too movement, when he didn't know what the Me Too movement was at the time. He was just like, Me Too. But so just based off of that, you know, I can't say he's the most reputable person, but I want to get y'all feelings on it and how T.I., you know, launched on him. Chad P., I always start with you, bro. Talk to us. T.I. versus Floyd versus Gucci. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. So first of all, Florida's hilarious. That nigga's funny. However, I do feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's a clout thing. Because who the fuck bans Gucci for 90 days? Like, if you're not going to fuck with Gucci, you're not going to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? You're not just going to deal with it. But if you're going to ban them for 90 days, that means you really want to buy Gucci and you feel like 90 days going to hurt their bottom line when black people ain't really the buying class for Gucci. So I don't really understand the whole thing in the first place. Coming from T.I., but I think T.I., the song was cool as fuck. If y'all haven't heard Fuck Niggas, y'all should listen to it. It's actually a good song, but I don't feel like T.I. should have dissed that dude with that bullshit because, you know, he felt like he going into Gucci. Shit, let that dude go into Gucci. At the end of the day, he said he was supporting a black designer. So, whatever the fuck, whatever reason Floyd has for shopping at Gucci, that's his business. I don't feel like T.I. should be like, lashing out at him for that dude having his own personal opinion about the shit. That shit is stupid. Fuck T.I.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. May.
It ain't gonna be too many more of them. Y'all better calm down.
Then no, Miss May.
That nigga gave y'all give.
Miss May, how you feeling?
I agree with
you. Miss May, how you feeling? Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with what Chad said, and I also feel like all these companies that's doing stuff like this, like Gucci does, that just shows how much they don't care if black people wear this stuff or not. And then I feel like T.I. just always want to be a part of something. He got something to say every time something happens, except for the real, real important stuff.
You need to focus on them album sales. Fuck T.I.
I mean, I hear what y'all say. I have seen, you know, photos and videos of T.I. marching and things like that. So I can't necessarily sit here and say he don't really care about the main issues, because I've seen him, you know, march with Black Lives Matter and things like that, which, you know, it sounds like you guys are more in, I ain't going to say support of Floyd, but, you know, I haven't seen Floyd really donate anything to the community either. So, you know, it's kind of like mixed feelings, you know, about that. Pam, you still in the building? What's your thoughts on Floyd and T.I. and Gucci?
This shit all stems back to that goddamn tiny shit. That's all that shit comes back to. That's what that shit
exactly.
is. Tiny.
Exactly.
That's what this shit is, okay? So let's call it what it is. Okay, they want to wrap Gucci around it. I mean, I saw the goddamn little mask or whatever, black face, however they want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like O.T.I. He the king of the South. But I'm not going to stop wearing my Gucci shit and walking around my Gucci purse, my watch, and my goddamn sunglasses off that goddamn black face. I'm just keeping it 100. I'm not going to throw my shit away, give it away, none of that bullshit. I fucks with Gucci. I like Gucci. That's my goddamn designer. So with that being said, this ain't about designer. This is about motherfucking pussy. That's what this shit is about at the end of the day. Okay, and so these niggas here throwing their dick around, kind of like how Chad did at the beginning of the show, you know what I'm saying, just try to see who dick is the biggest. That's all this shit is. The only thing about it is, Chad, he might win in this case. I mean, I don't know. I ain't fucked either one of them.
I would try to
I'm
see
just
dick
saying.
The biggest.
I'm just but saying. I'm not saying you, Chad, but okay. I'm saying, I use that as a metaphor. That's what these two motherfuckers are doing, throwing their dick around. Yes. T.I. is wrapping around his whole activism, whatever shit ever that is, if that's the word. I don't know. I'm drunk and high, but, you know, happy ever. But he's wrapping that around that shit. But at the end of the day, this all shit wind right back down to them little hands, that pussy that all the people love that I might be giving up tonight. That's all I'm saying. That's what it's about.
Okay. I guess it might be. No nickname. Talk to us, man. T.I., Gucci, Floyd, Money Mayweather. What's your thoughts on this whole ordeal? All
right, so we start with what Gucci did, because they started this whole shit. That was real fucked up. They weren't the only people to do it, but it was the first ones that came out, well, that we knew about, right? Not the first one in this recent string of bullshit. So yeah, that's completely fucked up. I think, you know, I wasn't really with the 90-day boycott. Like, I felt like it should be longer. I think Chad said that. But then the results of the conversations that was forced to be had with, you know, the stars and having a black designer at least work for him, right? The result of that is what we should expect from situations like this. White people gonna fuck up. And they're going to be racist. But what Gucci did, and of course it's to save a dollar, so we might not think a bunch of black people buy Gucci, but they wouldn't have put together this whole plan on how they're going to diversify and do inclusion and all this shit and a director for this shit for the global sales and all this stuff. They wouldn't have done that if the black dollar wasn't important to them. So they're not doing it out of kindness of their heart. Let's not think that. But so I think the conversation and the stuff that came out of it is what we should be looking for in black activism these days. I mean, to boycott somebody for a year and then just start back wearing their shit a year later is not going to do anything. But to get them to basically admit they fucked up and do things to change it, see, that's what we want people to do with any problem. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm not, you know, saying Gucci's good again or anything like that, but they took some steps, and they put their black designer in charge of most of it, and that's obviously a publicity stunt too, but we'll see how that goes, and it may get better. If it does, cool. If it doesn't, you know, we know who they are because they showed us. The Floyd and T.I. thing, I was here for it. I thought the song was good. I thought Floyd said what I figured he would say, you know, at the beginning. I mean, he don't give a fuck about people in general. Yeah, I don't think he sees a color except green. You know, he don't give a fuck about people. He gonna do what he do to get money for him and his family or his friends or whatever. And he takes care of people in his circle, which is great. But outside of that, he don't do too much. And then, you know, I expected T.I. to respond to that, or 50 Cent, and both of them did. I don't really think it's about Tiny, because when it was about Tiny, it was way more serious. Like, that we may not remember, but, you know, when it was about Tiny, T.I. pulled up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like a, oh, I'm going to send a subliminal message or I'm going to make a video. Like, he did some real nigga shit. He pulled up on him. And while they didn't fight, there was chairs thrown and stuff. But, like, that's what you do if you're a real nigga. You got a problem with another nigga. You don't got time to say that shit over the internet if it's about something that's, like, personal to you. But this was more about he didn't like the political statement made. This is not his first time making a song. He made a song about Ye, with Ye, about how he was talking about the MAGA hats and shit. So I think that he just uses his avenue, you know, his what he got famous off of to retort dumb shit. So I think that's what happened. And I'm, you know, like I said, it was cool. I'm here for it. And that's where I'm at. You know, I'm not bashing Floyd by any means. I think he is who we thought he was. But I think T.I. has done this before, and we might be forgetting that this is kind of the way that he does things.
Cool thing. You know, I guess my last statement is that I think Floyd was wrong. You know, it's one thing that I know a lot of people say, hey, I have Gucci, I'm going to wear it, I'm not giving it away. I know Soulja Boy gave his stuff away or says he's going to give his stuff away. But I'm just one of those believers that until we hurt them in their pocket, then I think the racism will continue to grow. And so, you know, if you boycott it, if you don't boycott it, it's all personal choice, but it's all one of those things where you can't expect things to change if we don't change, or you can't expect things to change if we just accept it for what it is. So, you know, that's just my personal opinion. But like Chad said, 90 days, people go back to doing what they do, or, you know, and go back to normal. It's not really going to change any hearts, minds, or probably anybody's pockets at all. So it's going to be, it is what it is.
I don't know how you
got
that
all I got. How can I say that? How can you not be? As a person that could be the face because of winning abilities, because of his money, because, you know, when he shows up, the cameras come out, you know, he could be a staple. He could be a person that could stand for something. I mean, you know, you look at somebody, and I guess it's kind of hard to say, but you look at somebody as small as Kyrie. Hey, that's fine. I bet it's a lot of athletes out there making multi-million dollars that can't read that well. But when you look at people that's making a staple.
But who's to say that's his only form of supporting black people? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't expect niggas to hop on every bandwagon that's a supportive black activist movie, because, you know, in a blunt or some situation, you're hurting black people too. So I don't feel like Floyd needs to participate. And that nigga buys Gucci, he buys Gucci. Who gives a fuck? I don't feel like – I feel what Nick's saying, that if they weren't concerned, then the you know what I'm saying, they wouldn't have came out with a public apology. But it ain't just about the bottom dollar. Some of it's about social responsibility. But they got a responsibility as a company and a corporation to withhold social standards. If they don't say anything about that after a certain outlash, they could lose white buys. I don't feel like this is about the black dollar at all. This is a clout movement, T.I. And I do think that shit stems from that Tiny situation.
That's cool. That's what's up.
But so I'm not really talking about the apology. I'm talking about the action. So y'all, some of y'all might have followed it. Some of y'all may not have followed it. I don't really care. But the point is, the apology meant nothing to me too. But I'm about that action. So to create a position called a Global and Regional Director for Diversity and Inclusion, and have one for every region that they have. So you got the global one and the regional one. It's a big deal. And it's not just for black people, right? It's a big deal in general because diversity includes more than just black. To create a hiring practice that is going to cultivate new talent from inner city schools in these, well, what we would consider inner city schools in the United States, but also in other countries. They don't really call them inner city schools in other countries, but still, that's what they would be if they were here. All of these, and then put your pretty much your basically your CEO in charge of making this. That's what you like when people mess up. That's the kind of shit you expect. Like, hey, we're gonna fix it, and this is how. We're not looking for a 30-second fix. We doing something that's gonna fix it for years. Like, I'm not saying they did it right, but they did something. Most people don't do anything. Most people do what Tommy Hilfiger did. Say it. And then just let that shit die after a certain amount of time. And people just keep go back to buying your shit. So, you know, we thinking small, but these stars are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. These black ones. White ones too, but we talking about black people. That is more than most of us make in a year. They spending all that at Gucci. That's not the only place they spending that, because Gucci owns other companies. So if you take your money away from me, you crazy to say that it's not affecting them. Yes, it's more white people than black people. It's more rich white people than rich black people. So, yeah, it's going to automatically always be more of them affecting the dollar than us. Absolutely correct. Can't fight that one because numbers is numbers. Percentages are percentages. But if you're a corporation and you're for profit, you want all the money, not a piece of it. So if you can do something to fix it, I think that is your social responsibility. Everybody fucks up. This was a huge fuck up. But I think that if the black dollar didn't mean anything to them, they wouldn't have done this. And let's not forget that black people also spend money way more frivolously than white people, period. You don't see, you know what I'm saying, the Tim Cooks and all that shit walking around with Gucci on. But you see Gucci walk around with Gucci on, with shit that you can't buy, and it's for a reason. That's at $10,000, $20,000. So black people may not have as much money as white people, but they spend the little bit of money they got, whether they're millionaires or not, on dumb shit, which would be clothes and stuff. And the other people don't always do that. That's why they're still the top 1% in the world. So that's just my opinion on it. But they did some stuff, and they did it because it was hitting their bottom line. That's the only reason they did it. But it was definitely hitting their bottom line. African Americans in the United States spend more money than any other race. That's a bottom line. That's a fact, too, by the way.
Cool.
Well, there it is. All right. Look what we got. Mr. Peso is in the motherfucking building. What's going on, Peso?
What's up, homie?
Peso!
What's up?
Peso, apparently there's a mail review going on in Macon, and your presence may be requested. I don't know.
What?
You know, what? They might want you to perform or something. I don't know. They might need you to perform. I don't know. You know, Chad's performing apparently, but you know, if you want to perform too, by all means,
well, I'm coming,
you know,
to turn tricks. I'm selling dick. You know, I ain't even gonna dance, bro. I'm coming to sell dick, bro. Shit. I'm one of them now.
You want me to put my bid in, Daddy? Can I put my bid
right
in, Peso?
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm coming to sell dick.
My dog Peso and his bitch.
Shit.
Yeah.
Peso, you got a price list or something you want me to post for you so they know?
No.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just know that with every purchase of the dick, you get your pussy ate for free.
Woo. That's what I'm talking about, Peso. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Peso,
you're going to make me speak in tongues tonight.
Make that tongue roll like a Puerto Rican.
Oh, shit. What did I do?
Yo.
What did I motherfucking do? Oh,
yo.
Shit. What the fuck did I do?
You dropping a song called Up Front. So we eating the pussy up front.
Yeah,
right.
Oh,
get on the
well.
Ricardo.
Ricardo. Yeah. I should have wrote it on
that. That's y'all homework assignment.
Oh, put
a piece of pussy in your mouth and say Ricardo by the time.
Pistol.
Well, let me host this show before they get on to me again. God dang. Oh man. Well, hey y'all, we just got finished talking about T.I. versus Gucci versus Mayweather, man. And now we're gonna go ahead and get in. Do black people have culture? Do African Americans have culture? You know, as always, man, I got to start with my boy Peasy. Let him go ahead and get it started. Peasy, do black people have culture, man?
No, we do not. We don't have no fucking culture. Let me tell you why, man. If you go to, other countries, they have a code of ethics they live by. Black people don't have that shit. Like, we got certain shit that we like, nigga rules, but them ain't ethics, bro. Nigga rules is more or less about not violating the next nigga. We don't got no rules on how to take care of the next nigga. So that's culture to me. Nah, we ain't got no fucking culture.
So culture is taking care of the next person, the next generation, you're saying, having something to lean on, to look forward to.
Yeah, okay. Rules in place for how you support one another. That's your culture.
And you're saying cultures.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, we got rules in place of how not to violate niggas. This is what you not do to get on niggas' bad side. This is what you not do to sell a nigga out. What you not do to snitch on. We got dumb codes. We got G codes. We ain't got no ethics, though. We ain't got no motherfucking culture. For real.
Yeah.
I agree.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's like that Dominican dude when he asked to touch your dreads. Like, that should have been, like, in his culture not to do something like that because that was kind of bad.
Nigga, absolutely. Nigga, that's nigga code. That shit gay. You don't want to do that shit. But
that's,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not gay, you know, I'm not gay. So you know what I'm saying? I can't let dudes touch my hair. I ain't with that. But you know what I'm saying? If you dig it, you dig it. But you saw how the reaction was. Like, nigga, hell nah. Like when he showed you his workout photo, and you was like, nigga, hell nah.
Nigga, you show judo photos. But anyway, we will move on. God damn. See how niggas do? Get 30 seconds on the stage and try to show out. God damn. alright, culture. Miss May, do black folks have culture? And if we do, you know, tell us about it a little bit. Do black folks have culture?
I don't think so. I think it's like too much division within the black community for there to be culture. But we do have a lot of division.
Okay. So I hear what Chad says about culture is kind of, you know, trying to leave a legacy, trying to help the other person get forward. And you say black people do have a lot of tradition. What do you mean by that? So we'll have a clear definition.
Like something as simple as Sunday dinners or barbecuing every time the sun comes out or, I don't know, stuff like that.
I hear you. And I guess you're right. That is considered tradition. Because I know my family back in Georgia, we do Sunday dinner every Sunday and everybody puts in for the dinner. But and I was thinking to myself, that's more cultural, but you're right. That is basically more traditional. That's not really setting people up. That's just getting the families together. But I see what you're saying. the also great thinker, Peso. Do black people have culture?
Yes and no.
All right.
I say yes. It's a culture of self-hatred. It's a culture of division. It's a culture of enslaved mentalities. It's a culture of followers. It's not a productive culture, you know. It's definitely not productive. It doesn't help, you know. We have so many divisions. Well, the street niggas and the lames, the Uncle Toms and the real niggas, the dreadheads, the gold mouths, the dope slingers, the light skin, the dark skin. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. It's just so much division. The black culture is one that's that's minimized by other cultures. They all take from it. They all steal from it. They all take bits and pieces that they like. They make profits behind it. But us as like a people coming together to form an actual culture, no, does not exist. We do not have that. We have traditions. We have routines. We have things that we're accustomed to doing because we don't know no better. You know, we're just not a culture that's, you know, everybody's always saying for the culture, but we're not a culture that people aspire to be like. You know, niggas be like, oh, I'm on my Jewish shit. I'm trying to get money. The Jewish people have a culture of accumulating wealth. Oh, I'm on my stabbing nigga shit. You know, oh, I'm on my Spanish shit. I stab niggas, you know. The Hispanic people have a culture of violence or whatever, you know. It's just like the black culture has just been ripped apart over years. At one point, maybe up until the 70s, we had a culture. Maybe to the 80s, we had a culture. But once the culture became profitable in the 90s, where you started seeing these Yo MTV raps and cross-color commercials and shit like that and starter jackets, you know, once it became profitable for other cultures, other races, then it just kind of been taken apart here and there, piece by piece over the years. So, you know, it's not a culture that, like, I can't say I'm teaching my son or my daughter or my niece, my nephew, the same thing that the next man is teaching his son, his daughter. There's certain things, and eyeball a white woman, you know, don't drive, you ain't got no license on the 4th of July, you know, little shit like that. You know, that's more like precaution. But as far as, like, culture, like, hey, this is who we are, this is where we come from, we can't do that unless we done went to 23andMe and paid that $199, or, you know, whatever they charging to find out where we come from. So there's no culture. We don't even know where we come from, most of us. So
okay.
There really is no culture in the black community. And then if it is, it's a culture of loss and pain and, you know, nothing positive.
I got you. No nickname. Talk to us about culture, man. How you feeling? What you think about it? Do we have it? Do we not have it?
I don't think I can say it no better than what Pace just said. To be honest with you, you know, I was gonna say no, we don't have one, but it was gonna be for all the reasons that he said it. So, you know, I 100% agree. You can't really have one if you don't, you know, if you don't really know where you from, who are you. I do think that, you know, as black people in America, yeah, we got some things that are a part of what we do, you know, but I wouldn't say, you know, I like what you said, Justin, about Sunday dinner, but I wouldn't say that's a black culture. I'd say that's a Southern culture type thing, you know. So, because white people do that on Sundays too. They just eat earlier because they get out of church early. But, you know, we don't necessarily have one, unless you're talking about like hip hop and music, stuff like that. But just overall, nah, not for real. I mean, I guess the only culture you could really say is we've been fighting to figure out what the hell that is over the past however many years, you know. So yeah, nah, we don't have one, cause not a real one, cause it did become profitable and You know what I'm saying? That opportunity was pretty much stolen from us, in my opinion.
Yeah, it sucks when you're an import to a country that doesn't even see you as, like, a real race. You know what I'm saying? Like, Italians come over here and they bring Italian culture from Italy. You know what I'm saying? We were born in this motherfucker. We try to have an American culture, but America don't even see us as equals. You know what I mean? America don't even look at us as, like you know, like we're a legit race. You know, it's just right. It's like the Gucci shit. It's like the Gucci shit. I mean, them white folks been, if it wasn't blackface, I bet you every meeting they say nigga or fuck it, we ain't got to make no 2XL. Niggas going to buy it anyway. You know, niggas, you know what I mean? Like, blatant disrespect to the race as a whole. Like, you know, I miss most of the Gucci conversation, but my little 2 cents real quick is them white folks wasn't even, that shit ain't for us. That's why I don't come in 2Xs and 3Xs. You niggas is 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet. You niggas got long arms and broad shoulders. Man, these niggas is wearing blouses. That shit wasn't meant for you. You know what I'm saying? But we appreciate y'all buying it. We glad y'all put it in your song, every fucking song. We glad y'all put it on amongst each other to show that you can have it and the next nigga can't, to make the next nigga try that much harder to get some money to buy it. I mean, it's just a culture of just loss and just all kind of other negative words I'm too unsober to say.
Too unsober to say. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Oh, I'm high as a bitch right now.
High as a kite in the middle of October. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So, you know, I definitely feel what you guys are saying. You know, at first when I saw the topic, I was like, hey, yeah, we got culture, you know what I'm saying, meeting at grandma's house and things like that. But like you guys said and you know, kind of brought to my attention, that's not really culture. That's more tradition. Like Miss May says, that seems like it's just more traditions. We got a lot of traditions, but we don't have a culture of, you know, each one teach one and bringing one along and things of that nature. So, you know, I definitely think that's something that we need to work on as people because
– we can.
You said we can or we
can't? I don't think we can. Like, you've been overseas. You've been to another country. When you go to another country, what are you considered? American, right?
Correct.
Okay. But when you're in America, what are you considered?
Just another nigga.
Okay. That alone right there, you know what I'm saying? To be a culture, you got to have an identity of some sort. The black American is just the greatest import to a country ever, man. I mean, you go overseas, they see you as an American. When someone from overseas come to America, we see them for whatever they are. You know what I'm saying? Wherever they come from. You're this, you're that from whatever country. But, you know, for you, you're just an American. You don't even get that same respect in America. So as far as, like, a culture goes, it just does not exist. We have thousands of traditions. We have similar values because we're all black in America. But as far as, like, the black American culture, undescribable because it's so vast. It's so different because the way a black person acts in the South is not the same way a black person is going to act in Milwaukee or Minnesota or South Dakota or Wyoming.
Gotcha. So let me ask you guys this. I know you say it's culture that can't be, you don't think culture can be taught or we're too far gone to create culture. But is it one of those things where is it never too late to start? Or you're thinking it's inevitable, there's no way we can catch up from what we've already lost. Is that what you're saying, Peso? We're just too far gone to catch up at all?
I mean, you look at some of the things that other cultures push upon our community, the demasculation of the black American man, the homosexual agenda, the stereotypes that have become, you know, irreparable, if that's the right word. But, yeah, it's too – the foundation is too shaky to build something solid. it's got to start at the foundation. If you're going to build a house of culture, it's got to start with the foundation. Because if you build this shit on quicksand, it's just not going to last. But all this fake outrage, fake protesting, it's just a sign that as a community as a whole, to build a culture, it's just too shaky. I believe it's just way too unstable to build something solid. I mean, if we would have started this in the 70s or the 80s and just kept building generation by generation, then, you know, cool. But for us that was born in the late 70s, early 80s, late 80s, you know what I'm saying? We can't do nothing for these 90s and 2000 niggas right now. We can't do nothing because the machine is too strong for us to overcome. And then when you got so many key players that's a part of the machine, how can we go against? How can Justin go against Oprah? You know what I'm saying? How can Chad go against, you know what I mean? How can Chad go against T.I.? You know?
Gotcha.
It's just too much. It's just too much, too little, too late. You know, it's just the foundation is way too shaky. Because our priorities are wrong, for one. We're inspired by other stuff that we shouldn't be. And it's just too late.
There it is. Well,
we could do it in our house.
If you got, well, I think if we do it in our house, it should bleed over. I mean, if we do it in our house, it should bleed over. If you're a coach and you do it for your football team or your basketball team, eventually I feel like goodness will always prevail and people will always learn from it. And that's not saying that it's going to be enough to take over a nation of our people to be better, but I mean,
unless we resegregate,
I'll just say that I believe it's never too late to start, and no matter how far behind we may be, you know, at least we're still in the race, and we can just take that for what it is. At least we're still in the race, but hey man, that was a really strong
have a point
there,
though.
So.
Pace might have a point, though, because when we were segregated, I wonder, but just the stories that you're hearing, the stuff you're reading and seeing and all that stuff, it seems like we actually had some type of culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of positive culture. But once, you know, and a lot of people say that, you know, Martin Luther King and all them people that was going for desegregation and all that stuff was working for white people, and I don't necessarily believe those are facts, but I think that, you know, white people found a way, some white people found a way to make that beneficial to them. But either way, I think the culture was much better. We know that we spent more money with each other. We know that to be a fact. So we supported each other more. We know that the community was closer. You know, you could get disciplined as a kid by anybody in the neighborhood, you know, and while that seems like something that's small, that's a big deal. I mean, how close do you have to be to somebody to be okay with them hitting your kid? Think about it nowadays versus, you know, how it was, right? Obviously, everybody went to church together. Everybody was just responsible for each other in a lot of ways. That was some fucked up shit going on, too, in the black community. It's always going to be that in every community. So I'm not glossing over that. But there was a lot of positive stuff that was happening back then when we were forced to be together, which for those people, being forced to be together was not the reason that they were together. But generation after generation after that, we have failed to instill the importance of that. And that's just dead. Right now, I feel like if a black teacher was to spank your kid right now versus a white teacher, black people would act way more violent towards the black teacher than the white one. Now, should it happen? Probably not in this day and time. But should we react that way to somebody of our own color? We react horribly in most situations when it's us doing something to us, whereas that was not always the case. This whole Jesse, whatever the fuck his last name is, situation that I've seen in the news, people was all on his side, great. Then they found out that he might have did it, and I ain't seen nothing but a bunch of negative stuff. But I feel like back in the day, if they had Twitter and Instagram and all that shit, they still wouldn't have said nothing negative. They would have handled it in the community, but everybody wouldn't have knew about it.
Yeah. It's like it, just, you know,
it was just better. It was just better back then.
You know, just 2 minutes real quick, not even that long, just because, you know, this is something that I put a lot of thought into, you know, but desegregation only took place for the black dollar. Because if you think about it, and, you know, if you live around here, it's a lot more recent than other places. But, I hear stories about 1981. We were still segregated down here, believe it or not. But what happened was black landlords had all the black tenants. All the black tenants was paying all this money to a black landlord. The white people kept moving. And then, like, they was like, well, damn, how can we get some of these black dollars to pay us rent? So they jumped on board. You know, the black dollar was the main reason for desegregation. They didn't care nothing about seeing us as equals, none of that shit. You know, and then on the reverse side with black people, hell, I went to a black grocery store, a black barber, I had a black car salesman, I had a black boss man, I worked in a black factory, I drove, you know, I paid a black landlord, I had, you know, everything was amongst each other.
Right. And even
it
if you worked,
wasn't, it just
well,
wasn't,
even if
it
you
just
worked
wasn't
for the white
as
person.
Good of quality. Yeah, it just wasn't as good of quality. And that's, you know, that was, you know, the difference between Malcolm and Martin, you know, if you do a little research, you know, Malcolm didn't want desegregation. Martin did, because Malcolm feared that even if they tore down the color lines, it still wouldn't be fair to black people. So to tear down the color line and then minimize the black person, now that we're all supposed to be equal, was a win for white America. Now you get all these black dollars. Now, instead of shopping at J.J.'s Chicken and Waffles, you know, now I can go to fucking Crystals. Oh, yeah. Niggas love Crystals. Shit, we making all this money. You know, McDonald's, all these companies benefited from desegregation, but it hurt because now instead of a black landlord, I rent from a white man. Instead of getting my car from a black car dealership, I'm going to Tennyson, tall on service, whatever, you know, five-star Nissan. You know, I'm going to all these white places because they're making me think their stuff is better. Because historically it was. That was the whole thing with desegregation. Y'all got a school, we got a school. Y'all school is the shit with good books and computers. Our school is shit with, you know, no desk and a bench, you know, and shit like that. All we wanted was our own shit. When Black Panther came out, all you niggas was Wakanda Forever. But Wakanda was a self-sustaining fucking black community that only enriched Wakandan lives, not the rest of the fucking world. All you niggas that was Wakanda Forever, you want to resegregate America. See, you look at some of the places where black people are thriving, it's pretty much a Wakanda.
But like we're saying, though, if you use that movie as your point of reference, at the end, you know, of the movie, they had planned on spreading out, and they did. You know, they did go ahead and turn that building into a new research facility. So it shows that maybe it's not too late.
Their foundation,
everybody can change.
Though. But they had a solid foundation in Wakanda.
They're spreading into the world.
Yeah, they wasn't sending pesos. I get what you're saying.
When you look at it, though, we saw the end that they decided to spread into the world. We don't know the aftermath of that situation. I mean, I get it. It's a movie.
We live in the aftermath. Niggas with the blue shit on their lip. That's all niggas care about. Oh, I got the blue shit on my lip, nigga. I'm Wakanda. If they did spread, that's all they want. The shit on their lip.
I think that, you know what I'm saying? If you take that, segregation was probably our version of Wakanda. Like, our life wasn't great, but it was great with each other. And I'm not an advocate for segregation again, but I am an advocate for the result that it created when we were segregated. But I don't think you should have to force us just to be together, just for us to be together. That's stupid, and that's not growth. But I do know that that's probably the quickest way for it to happen. But either way, I think we looking at what happens when you spread your small amount of resources to everybody. And we had a small amount. Look at all the inventions we had. I mean, it's Black History Month, so we can just go ahead and segue into this. But look at all the inventions, inventors too. You know, look at all the talent that we had, the poets, the actors, the actresses. Look at all that stuff. And then look at all you have to do if you're in white America. All you have to do was mine that. And we know that white people in general are good at mining shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll go to your country and fuck it up for some oil, okay? They'll go to your country and steal all your gold and your diamonds out of the ground, okay? Blood Diamond is not a fake movie. That's based on a real story, okay? So what I'm saying is that we gave them the ability or access, rather, to all of our stuff without
and we have access to none
a plan, right? Without a plan on how to, I guess, capitalize off of it. Of course, they take one or two, three or four of us and make us famous and give us $20 million while they make $20 billion, you know, and that person's satisfied. But that's nothing, you know. And that person that makes $20 million gives over the course of their life $1 million back to the community through white organizations. So only 100,000 makes it to the community. And we don't. Nobody questions any of that. Nobody does anything for that about that. But you know, I'm like, I'm not necessarily 100% with Pace because I don't know about the resegregation. But I do know that he's 100% right that it wouldn't be the worst thing that ever happened. So anyway, good talk.
Yeah, you know, just people just wanted better shit.
Good talk.
You know,
good
they
talk.
Just wanted a better living. You know. And if you leave a better living in somebody else's hands and out of your own, then you already lost. That's all, you know.
Makes sense. Makes sense. All right. Well, I mean, if y'all ain't had a deep talk in a while, from 3KQ, you just had it then. Wow, that was deep and that was good. You know, it's nothing much more
new. Center of the
pace.
Running for office, 2020.
I hear you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move right along. We do have, I think we still got our Black History Facts that's going to come up. Nick, no nickname. Do you happen to have those, or would that be Chad Peasy coming in with the Black History Facts?
Yeah, no. I mean, he may have some, but I got a list of them. You know, and some of them good, some of them. I don't think I got too many that's funny. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all looking for a laugh, I don't have one for you right now. But there are some of them. A lot of them are little known. First of all, while we're on the topic of little known, let me just let people that are listening to the show. Hey, white people, we love you just the same as we did before the show started. So don't be mad at us for talking about black people. If you are, then that makes you racist. But but. The purpose of that is, hey, white people are not allowed to say little known black history facts. Bitch, it's little known to you. We've been black for our whole life. It probably ain't little known to us. So just in a conversation during Black History Month, I just want y'all to make sure, white people, I want you to make sure that you use and choose your words correctly and wisely, okay? So don't just be like, ooh, I got a little known black history fact. And then say some shit about Frederick Douglass. I promise you it's not little known. Nigga, we know, okay? So that's the first thing. That's how we're going to start this thing off. But it happened to me, and y'all go check out my Instagram. I got the whole video there for you. But let's see. So we're going to start with this one. Condoleezza Rice and Martin Luther King Jr. both went to college. They started college when they were 15 years old. One of them was, you know, air quotes, the savior of black people during his time living, and the other one was Condoleezza Rice. So I don't know what to tell you about that one. But they both went to college at 15. That's pretty cool. Usain Bolt, the first man ever to set 3 world records in a single Olympic Games. He's black. I mean, he's Jamaican, but I think that's black too. We'll take it. Is Black History Month international, or is that only a United States
thing?
Nope.
Only for you niggas.
Okay. So we probably can't use the Usain Bolt one.
Jamaican history.
Yeah,
Jamaican history.
Yeah, that's crazy.
See how they have a whole race. See how they have a whole race that's specific to their island.
Yeah. Hey, the you know, the media made the Black Panthers, not the movie, but they made the Black Panthers out to be like a thug group and stuff like that. But if you ever read their manifesto for change, they launched programs like free dental care, breakfast for low-income children, and drama classes. Two of the three are things that are, like, socially accepted and widely used now, but they will never tell you that it came from the Black Panthers. You know, you got the low-income food, breakfast, and lunch in public schools now. You've had that for quite a while. Thank the Black Panthers for that. Drama classes. Come on, man. If we got those, thank the Black Panthers for that.
They
the free dental care.
The Black Panthers.
Right. They were on the FBI.
But not the Klan.
Most wanted list. No,
but
I mean, because they are. They run the country, so you know how that goes. But yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting. The Black Panthers did a lot of stuff in general, but it's crazy that some of the stuff that we see as normal is something that they created, but they're criminalized, basically. It's not crazy that they're criminalized, though. Jesse Jackson negotiated the release of a black pilot who had been shot down over Syria in 1983. He's done that. He's negotiated the release of a couple hostages over the course of time. And this is just a black guy in America. He don't work for the government that we know of. He don't do any of that stuff, but he's just able to kind of convince people to do it. And he does it out of, I guess, love for humans in general, because he's done it for black people and white people too. So, that's pretty interesting. Jesse Jackson. We talk about black leaders a lot. We talk about the negative stuff and stuff that they're not doing anything, and do that. Do we actually have a black leader? But I mean, this is a black man that's doing stuff for everybody. So, he also, I think, was the first black person to run for president. Y'all fact check me on that. But he did run. He didn't win, obviously. He didn't even come close. But he ran, so we give him that. Here's the interesting one for you. So the hairbrush, we knew that. The lawnmower, cell phone, refrigerator, and the air conditioner were all created by African American inventors. The cell phone. Think about that shit for a second. But there is only one African American cell phone company in the United States. I don't know if it's the world, so I'm not gonna go that far, but definitely in the United States. And nobody on this show probably knows the name of the company. That's crazy to me.
Is it Helio?
Because
I had a Helio.
I said nobody. That includes me. But I've seen the guy before. I haven't seen him, but I forgot his name. I'll get that back to you later. Let's see. I got a million of these written down because I did it over the course of a couple weeks. So I'm trying not to use any people that y'all know. Here's one. Barack Obama won a Grammy. Nobody knew that. I bet nobody knew that. He won it for an audiobook, but shit, he won it. That's all that matters. So not only was he your president, he also a Grammy award-winning artist. That's pretty good.
Hey, different. I got one, man. I got one. You brought it up earlier. You didn't really tell the whole story. Condoleezza Rice, a little-known fact. Condoleezza Rice is actually in a lawsuit battle with Monica Roney and lost, thus Monica going on to creating Rice-A-Roni. So we almost had Condoleezza Rice, but now we have Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, this nigga here. This nigga's here. I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm done. That's all the facts I got from black history. Little known. They might have been big known, but them all the little known ones I got for you. This nigga said Rice-A-Roni. Rice-A-Roni, really?
Did y'all know little known black history fact? Soulja Boy created digital marketing for music. Little known.
Like, yeah, well, I don't think it's that little known no more, but yeah.
Little known black history fact. Victoria's Secret is actually, she's a black man.
I don't know about the black part. I knew the man part.
Black man, where you think boy shorts came from? That came from a nigga. Yeah, you talking
about. I can agree with that part, but, you know, whatever.
Ain't no white man ever said we could create something that looked kind of like thongs and draws me together. That's a nigga looking at ass right there. That's a nigga.
I mean, I got to agree with that because nobody likes the palm of an ass like a nigga. White boys don't really care about the cheeks hanging out the bottom of the damn drawers. That's a nigga all day.
Hey, little known black history fact. DMG actually created Titty Tuesday. If y'all know what DMG is, sure. Dynasty Music Group, it has two black owners.
That is a fact. That is a fact.
Titty Tuesday. We created that shit April 2010.
That shit kind of done died since y'all don't participate no more, too.
we really missed it. We really dropped the ball with that one.
We really did.
Really dropped the ball with that one.
We really dropped the ball with that one. We really did. We didn't know we were going to get that big. We was just bullshit. And then it became a thing.
Yeah, nah. Niggas love titties.
But
the problem is, now
Erica,
they like them on everything.
It started with Erica titties.
Yeah. First set of
started with Erica titties.
Good titties at the call center.
Shout out to Erica and her titties.
I don't know this bitch.
You remember Erica with the black light skin with the black feet?
Wait, first of all, she had good titties.
Yeah, them shits was huge, bro. Erica's
yeah,
titties
no,
was
I
like
don't
a.
Think that was good. I seen them undershirt. I mean, with shirts on them. All the time, so maybe that's why I didn't think that was good. But I don't. That's a lot of titties, bro. She had enough titties to feed the world, nigga. Like,
yeah. Yeah. See, you knew Erica with the black feet, light skin with the black.
Hey, here's a question. I mean, this ain't no necessarily a black history question. It's just a question that I got going on in my head right now. So, why is it weird for grown people to drink breast milk, but okay for them to drink cow milk? That's the question. That's what I got.
Nigga, I don't know what you're talking about, nigga. I don't fuck with cow.
But you, I'm talking about in general. In general, you know black people. You know people. Just not even black people. You know people. We go to the store, it's 2% whole milk. I mean, the world is cool with drinking milk for a 2,000-pound animal. I'm just trying to figure out why that's okay. And if a nigga was to say, hey, man, I just drank a gallon of breast milk, we would all of us would be like, what? Nigga, you did what? So, I'm just trying to figure out how that became okay. This shit that'd be bothering me through the week, and I don't have nowhere to talk about it except on him. Nigga's going to be like, he weird, but I don't give a shit. You drinking 2,000-pound animal milk, you weird.
Yeah, you rather milk. Go ahead, Pete.
Now, I think that breast milk is specifically designed for nurturing a child, just like, you know, the milk from, you know, a kangaroo is meant for a baby kangaroo. I think that's why they stop lactating, because it's only for a certain amount of time, you know.
I get that. But they force these cows to keep lactating too, so I'm pretty sure it's just weird. But this is the other crazy part. This is a fact that I learned after my daughter was born, right? That it's people out here, mostly, muscle builders, whatever the fuck you call them, people that lift weights for a living. But mostly them, they will pay you top motherfucking dollar for breast milk. Shit crazy. Bitch can sell a gallon of breast milk for like $10,000. They out here fucking for $3,000 because they don't even know. They don't even know the worth of breast milk. That shit's so easy. But anyway, neither here nor there.
All I'm telling you is bodybuilders, that's what they call it,
right?
Drink breast milk to get big or whatever the fuck. It's best thing for growth. So that's what they say. So I think that breast milk could be good for humans. But humans don't.
I seen that with these bodybuilder niggas. They drink some shit called muscle milk. And it's supposed to be like synthetic breast milk.
I've seen that shit.
It's called muscle milk. It's supposed to help you grow naturally, and then you lift weights to fill out your frame.
And I researched it. I did a whole presentation on this shit because I was trying to get some money, and I thought this was a great way to hustle. I got turned down. But the point is that I was trying to get a motherfucker to sell breast milk because the shit is very profitable. So anyway, I know that has nothing to do with the show. I don't know why the fuck I asked y'all niggas, but I'm just saying that why niggas don't drink breast milk is a question that I always wanted to know. But we drink cow milk. But now we drink almond milk. We don't even know what the fuck almond milk come from. They say it come from almonds, but they also say a lot of shit come from a lot of shit, like chickens come from farms. But them bitches actually come from petri dishes at this point. So I'm trying to figure out where almond milk come from. But anyway.
Nigga. I don't know about petri dishes, but goddamn almond milk is this, nigga. Especially that vanilla one, nigga. Get you some motherfucking cinnamon frosted flakes. That motherfucking vanilla almond milk, nigga.
I wouldn't dare. You could pay me to drink some shit called almond milk, man. My nigga them won't let me. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Almond milk delicious, bro. That shit delicious.
I've been through too much shit in life to be drinking fucking vanilla almond milk, bro. I'm sorry, man. You
got
finna with no fucking flavor milk.
Man, Asbo. I bet Bo know Asbo.
Man, that nigga's a culinary guru. He's supposed to dabble in shit like that. But see, me, I'm just your average trap nigga. My motherfucking milk, if I do drink it, is got to be plain. 2% or less.
2%?
I don't want no silk.
Milk,
I don't want no silk. I don't want no almonds. I definitely don't want no vanilla. I'm a thorough raisin.
I digress, niggas.
I fuck with the 2% milk. You know why niggas drink 2% milk? Because that used to be the milk that was free on WIC back in the day. That's like
amen.
You didn't have no money. WIC,
I don't know no milk.
You got 2% for the free. Yeah. That's why that's all
see,
I
see, now you get the whole milk for free. You get whole milk for free on WIC now.
See, I ain't know that.
Because they putting that shit in it.
Right. Man, anyway, I ain't even going to get into what America's doing to us. All I'm saying is, listen, it's Black History Month. It was started as Negro History Week, which is a little known fact to white people, okay? But it's Black History Month. And I think some good things have come out of this month. I've seen a lot of, like, 2 Chainz and a lot of other rappers and artists posting a lot of black entrepreneurs, which I love that shit. Whether it's they do clothes or they're designers, rather, or they do a bunch of other stuff. I just enjoy seeing it, and I'm going to purchase something from a black-owned business every month for the rest of the year. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to say every 2 weeks, but at least once a month because I need the black dollar to stay in the black community. And y'all haven't watched
Killer Mike?
Right.
Yeah,
Killer
Mike shit.
I only saw the first episode. I haven't finished watching it, but I didn't know how quick the dollar left the black community. What did he say, 6 hours? Within 6 hours, we spend money with somebody else.
Yeah.
But if you
did
see,
you'll see
the
one where he tried to buy only black. Yeah, he tried to buy only black, and that shit was the hardest shit he ever did in his life.
Right,
that's the only
one I watched so far.
Yeah.
So, you may not agree with everything he say, but it is dope. But the lessons that come out of it is some websites out there. We can get them on the website and on our Instagram, but it's some websites out there that help you shop black. Now, by no means am I saying don't spend any money with white people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying 6 hours compared to, I think, I can't remember the number for white people, but it was something like hundreds of days. And we talk about 6 hours. We could just keep it in
Direct deposit, 12, and you spend it by the time you wake up.
Right. If we could keep it in there for a day, if we can move it from 6 hours to 24 hours, I would be. That's good movement. So we all need to make sure that we support each other. Everybody, every black person knows somebody that's trying to buy or sell something. We get it. The products may not be top-notch. They may not be Gucci style or quality. But I ain't telling you to buy $100,000 worth of that shit. Just buy one thing. Just try it. Just try it. What's the word?
I got some black history for y'all to check out, too, though, on the reverse side. If you get a chance one night and you up watching YouTube or whatever, Google how to sell to the American Negro. It's like a 40-50 minute little video or whatever, so you gotta have some time. But it's basically the training manual from like a Woolworths or some a Sears or something, like a training video that they show you when you get hired. And it basically it's a white man telling white employees how to sell to the American Negro. You know, and it goes into detail about how these corporations were training their white employees to sell to black people at the time because of the generalization of a black person at that time. It's really, like, I started watching like a 5 minute clip and then I had to go and watch the whole thing. So it's real dope.
There you go.
It's real dope, you know, and it basically shows you how they look at you, how they've been looking at you. The video's from like 1954. So yeah, check that out. How to sell to the American Negro. It's real dope. I mean, it's not dope in a positive way, but the things that come in should be positive.
Somebody need to be on mute.
Chad. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I'm on mute now.
Because I just heard him
say
switching almond milk in my cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah, I don't think you were on mute, fella.
Toast crunch, man.
Hey man, look, it's been a dope ass show. So we're gonna get on up out of here. So we're gonna start out with some shout outs, and since Chat P is on location, he can go first.
Hey man, shout out to everybody listening to 3KQ team. Goddamn on pace. Appreciate y'all. Another little known black history fact is that Martin Luther King actually survived a gunshot wound on the balcony, but I'm going to have y'all look at what happened next. So, hey man, shout out to Black History Month in general. We'll be back next Sunday with another Black History show. Peace.
All right. Pace.
Dude. Shout out to 3KQ. Shout out everybody. Fucking with your boy Steel. Senator Pace running for Third Wall District next year, City Council. Yeah, running for Ward 3. So yeah, Senator Pace, I'm coming for the White House.
I'm voting.
Yeah, I'm finna fuck the Third Ward up, man. We finna make some changes.
Gotta start somewhere up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm gonna straighten the Third Ward out, man.
Nick, go ahead with your shout outs, cuz.
Hey man, first and foremost, shout out to 3KQ. Y'all already know that. Second of all, shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Third of all, shout out to black people in general. Y'all are the greatest people I ever met, man. You do nothing with something and something with nothing. You feel me? So I didn't mean the first part. But anyway, you gotta do something with nothing. But yeah, man, look, we are the greatest race out there. We just gotta put things together and be proud of each other and support each other and lift each other up. I hope that's what people got out of this show, man. And if you didn't, maybe you need to go back and re-listen, because that's the message that we're trying to send to everybody. Outside of that, remember me, I'm Nick, no nickname, and I'm the motherfucking man. I'm out there, bitch.
There it is, man. Shout out to 3KQ Radio, man. Shout out to everybody listening, whether you're across the street or across the country. We really appreciate you. Make sure you tune in next week at 8:30. We coming right back at you live, man. We'll holler at you later.
Bless the drugs, yeah, all of the above. Stay down, all of the above. And fuck the side.
Hey, I remember when I first met you. Black Honda was in the spot. I saw you walking by. We walk into the light. Ask him I could come with you. We all been through a lot. When I pulled you to the side, and I'm trying to be in your life. I'm trying to pass forward, smoking on meteorites. Sick of your last boy, you say you need me in your life.
Trust.
Being a fly, it is I. Hold on, I'm still laid a smack down, but my heart's stone cold.
Hey, buy you a house and move you to Boca. You ain't got to drive, I get you a chauffeur. If I'm your Stephanie, you as my Oprah. We can be next, Big D and Hova. Hey, will I ride for her?